Next applicant is Playtime Productions of Mount Horeb. Take a look at the work samples. Tessa, would you like to start us off?
Okay. Playtime Productions is a small arts group. Average budget size is $76,000, with little over 50% of their income is program services and other, and the other is contribution. They exist to inspire children through quality theatrical productions. They're structured. Creative theater is performed by children for children. They develop a sense of purpose, responsibility, and self-esteem and perform in the performers while providing the audience with a fun family experience. They offer quality, affordable theater experience and experiential learning opportunities to families throughout Dane County. Over 3,500 youth and families attend performances each year. They keep their tuition and admission costs low, reaching 12,000 audience members over the last 3 years. They use refreshed and updated versions of original scripts written by their founder and director. They have six casts of 25 local area youth ages 8 through 18. It's a youth-oriented organization where the youth actually help with the artistic season and implement each production. It includes 12 paid contractors, and they do pay their artistic managing director. It's governed by 12 members on the board. They recognize that each production needs to cater to the interests of current audience as well as their cast members. So they do reconstruct their existing plays where the cast members, like I said, actively participate in the creative process. Some of the strengths is they are a traveling theater ensemble, so the cast, the parents, the volunteers, and staff play a huge role in the entire production. And they rely on community sponsors and volunteers to help promote the shows throughout the community. Challenges the visibility and general public awareness. It appears that they work with the Boys and Girls Club, but the public attendance was disappointing this last season, and they were unable to fully compensate their staff due to a retirement of a long-term board treasurer who spearheaded a UW concession project. So the board is trying to actively fundraise. There was a board member that stepped in into the stage management position after a previous staff left. The impact includes cast and audience reflect the diverse cultural, racial, and economic demographics of the community where they perform, drawing younger participants, after school scholarships. And at the end of each season, parents and students fill out evaluation forms and surveys, as well as receiving feedback from representatives from each of their organizations where they perform.
Thank you. Ellie?
There are a couple of pieces that are flying around, too, that you should see.
I think that they have a youth member on their board, which I like to call out. That's an exciting opportunity. And I think that the nature of this organization being youth actors performing for youth audiences is a really powerful experience. They have great community support, but that the whole piece about the board having to fill in these really important roles, I'm concerned about that. And I'm curious about what the plan is to move forward. That doesn't feel like a sustainable model. There also seems to be a couple challenges in adapting to marketing demands, and I'm curious about the strategy there. They're adding stuff to their programming to be even more accessible. They've got sensory-friendly programming. They're really focused on keeping costs down to provide equitable access. They've got great collaborations with other organizations, and I would have been curious to understand that, if there's a debrief with them. They got great feedback from student participants, but where is the support from? I guess that letter question, right? Mm-hmm. I'd love to see how they debrief with their community partners.
Other comments?
I thought this was an organization that had a good mission and admirable goals, but it seems like they're facing a lot of challenges right now in terms of competition from other training programs, some of which are free, the changes to the methods of promoting their shows, potential burnout among the administrative and artistic staff. They seem to have difficulty attracting broad corporate and individual support. So a lot of challenges that are faced by other theater organizations and some that are particular to them. Their organizational plan doesn't really seem to provide details on how they're going to address all of these issues. So gave me a lot of concern.
I was looking at the, as Contessa said, it's a 50%, organizations funded 50% by donations. And the donation levels have been relatively consistent, but have reduced from 2013 to 2017. I had a little difficulty with the piece that went around listing contributors. The list of contributors and the levels of contribution seems inconsistent with the number, the donation level here. Probably because there's some kind or something that's in there for which they're recognizing people for. But I expected the number, I went back to the 990 after seeing the report, thinking the number would be higher than it is. So there's probably some in-kind or other support in there that's making that happen.
So from my notes, just to be clear, the brochure that went around gave you the impression that they would have more dollars in their fundraising than their 990.
There were three contributors at the $10,000 level, mm-hmm. one who probably was in kind, it was just my interpretation of it, and their contributions for the year are $27,000.
Thank you.
So it was just I don't mean to make that as big a deal as it sounded. It just grabbed my attention. And if there is significant in-kind support, bravo, let's shout that out and look for that collaborative thing here. It's a cool model. There are models similar in the presenting world that are out there, which probably cause some competition and as you mentioned, some difficulty in organizational development for them. That doesn't diminish the mission and how cool it is, but there's some challenges to executing this that a couple of big sponsors would solve. Of course, it's the world we live in.
Ed, any comments?
Well, it's hard to get a feel for how their productions are being received. The Boys and Girls Club thing was kind of interesting. It apparently was on not as successful as it had been in the past. They really didn't say much about show-by-show participation level to gauge how they were being accepted, in my view.
You know, I read that paragraph about the Boys and Girls Club. It broke my heart because I can see how that happens, right? You take some, and it just. I'm glad they were forthright about it, mm-hmm. and descriptive about it. But what a frustrating, disappointing tale.
Other comments? Thank you.